Rain is compounding misery in Nepal. Destiny Rescue. It's a mission of 3 R's. And InterVarsity makes a move for good reasons. Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nepal's looming monsoon season is threatening the survivors of the earthquake. Thousands have been sleeping in the open for close to 2 weeks now, mostly in the rain. Food for the Hungry's Pete Howard says they're working with the Integral Alliance, a coalition of ministries responding to the disaster. Yes, tents are needed, and so are food, water, and medicine. But
we have to be strategic in helping these communities develop a plan that'll take them 2 months, 6 months, and even 2 years into the future, because it takes a long time to rebuild from an earthquake of this devastation.
Nearly every local partner in the alliance has suffered some kind of loss, and yet they're willing to give until it hurts.
These are churches and Christians that are in Nepal that are caring for their neighbors with the love of Christ. So as people join and support Food for the Hungry, they can know they're joining and supporting the local church, which is being the presence of Christ in this current situation in Nepal.
$6 a day for a month will take care of food, shelter, and more for a whole family. You can find the help link at missionnews.org. It's been 2 weeks since the record-breaking 7.8 magnitude earthquake shook up Nepal. Kathmandu has been the center of most agencies' attention, though. But Carl, a Baptist Global Response, says they're helping the overlooked and remote villages. Speaking from Nepal, Carl says one of the villages they're working in was close to the quake's epicenter.
Out of 2,200 houses, there was one house standing. 10,500 people are without food and water and place to sleep.
As the initial shock fades, BGR workers are helping survivors come to grips with what happened. They're also sharing the hope and understanding only available through Christ. They need your help to come alongside survivors for the long term, though. Visit us online to connect with BGR.
As you give, also remember to please pray for them. Many of them will be out tonight sleeping under the stars, and we are working as quickly as we can to get a response to them.
This is Mission Network News. One Bible translation organization is working to take the targets off the backs of Christians. Wycliffe Associates recently launched its Tablets for National Translators initiative, which works to bring electronic tablets to Bible translators in hostile environments. Tablets are preloaded with translation software, helping Christians keep a low profile as they work. Pray for the safety of these translators and consider purchasing a tablet for a translator for just $300. For 14 years, Destiny Rescue has been rescuing women and children out of sex trafficking, and their work continues to grow. Through a holistic process of rescue, restoration, and rehabilitation, the women encounter the hope of Jesus.
The gospel is an integral part of what we do. It's the heartbeat of Destiny Rescue. And from day one, when they arrive, it's a Christian environment.
That's Peter Everett of Destiny Rescue. Last year, Family Christian Stores began partnering with them to expand ministry into the Dominican Republic. Everett shares a bit of the need there.
We were reading a report from the Dominican Immigration Department, and they were stating that there's around 800 to 1,000 Haitian children being sold and smuggled across the border into the Dominican Republic every month.
Pray for the workers' safety in the DR and for the victims to accept their freedom from slavery. And Christianity and science have long been a source of debate, but one group is placing itself at the center of it, literally. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is moving its headquarters less than 2 miles to Science Drive due to a growing staff. The national office employs about 150 people who help staff members countrywide as they equip students to spread the gospel on their campuses. Pray that God will use InterVarsity to redeem campuses for Christ. Find ways to get involved at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 21st century has 4 big dangers. Haggai Institute wants you to know what they are. If left unchecked, all of them will affect you and those around you. Get your free copy of the new 4 Dangers white paper by clicking on the Haggai link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.